as did her wonderful staff. Sue's still here, right? And a few other people. Yeah. Yeah. My paycheck always came. Thanks. Well, there are lots of challenges building the lab, which has now been improved enormously by my successor, Paul Lehr, and moved over to the Natural Sciences Building. And Jeff is here, who's now running that. And it's kind of neat to see this all still happening and getting better and better. Over the years, probably the most satisfying project we ever did was with Bob Forbes and Tom Smith, figuring out that the rocks that Bob had worked on way down in Juneau and all of Western Alaska along with them had been moved way up here to the Clearwater Mountains along the Denali Highway near the Susitna River, where Tom Smith had done the work. And we actually showed these two metamorphic belts were once contiguous way down there, very much like the work I did on the San Andreas Fault before I came up here. So this was an extremely controversial finding at the time, and I'll never forget giving the paper at the National Meeting of the Geological Society, where our impartial session chairman introduced me by saying to the audience, "I want you all to know that all of the conclusions of this paper are incorrect and will be refuted by the following paper," which he, by the way, was an author on. And I always figured that was the best introduction I ever got because it woke up everybody in the audience who was asleep, and they really paid attention to what we had to say. And, of course, we, as history proved, were right and they were wrong. Otherwise, obviously, I would never be telling you the story. One of the most satisfying things of working here, of many, was the incredible ingenuity of one's colleagues. I worked with Gene Westcott for years on... Gene disappeared. He's gone. Okay. Anyway, we had this rather ill-advised but very well-funded project to explore for geothermal energy resources down in the proposed new capital site. And there were some...
Yeah, I remember that.
Beg your pardon?
I remember that.
Yeah. There were some dry oil wells that had anomalous temperatures, and we went down and we did something exotic called control source audiomagnetotellurics. Kind of rolls off the tongue. Anyway, if you were here, you could explain what that means.